to the neighborhood. I actually just got here yesterday, and I love my new place. It feels like home. It feels like me. And I spent my whole day shuffling boxes around and unpacking the essentials, just trying to find like my favorite odds and ends. I went on an afternoon run, and I'm off work this week, and it felt good to exercise, which is kind of ironic considering I've been lugging around boxes all day, but still, running is, it's different, and it puts me in a really wonderful headspace. Anyways, I showered, and I put on some comfortable panties and a soft bralette. And then I pulled on a pair of simple black shorts and like a tight zip-up shirt. And then for a little while, I wandered around my house. I went from room to room and did kind of like some ideating, just envisioning what it'll look like when I'm done. What'll go here, what'll go there, how I want to decorate. But I'm so ready to be done with unpacking. Even if I am enjoying these little moments of hopefulness and potential in the rooms. So while I was pacing barefoot around my new place, I noticed out my front window there were a few of my neighbors like out in front of their house just enjoying some drinks and kind of enjoying like the last few moments before twilight. So the sun was still up, but it was fading fast, and I could feel through the open windows in the front of my house that the air outside was perfect. It was really nice. It's like the kind of weather that never strikes me as cold or warm, you know? So I don't blame them for wanting to be outside. And I don't know, I don't know why, I just kept returning to the window and looking every now and then. And after a while, I ventured out into my front yard. I tried to make it appear like I was checking the mailbox, but I really just wanted a closer look and like check out the vibes of my new neighbors. So I went out and I saw you, and we made eye contact for the first time. And when our eyes met, I paused, forgetting whatever show I was making out of being outside in the first place. And I don't know, I just kind of like stood awkwardly looking in the middle of my front walkway. And then I realized what I was doing, and I just kind of like waved. And I don't know, somehow just knowing nothing about you at all, like I felt like I knew you. I imagined what sort of person you were. I tried to paint a picture in my mind. I noticed your hands casually gripping your glass of wine. Your style had a certain familiar appeal. Your eyes looked like not just handsome, but energetic and intensely interested. Interesting. To me, at least. I don't know, I couldn't look away. The smell of the spring air and some other neighbors recently clipped grass and, I don't know, the faint hint of nearing rain. Those aromas kind of briefly distracted me and I inhaled deeply. And I started imagining what you might smell like. Now, I realized I must have looked a little bit odd standing there staring, so I chanced another wave and kind of shouted something silly about being your new neighbor. I guess you probably figured that with like the boxes and the moving truck and all that stuff, but I didn't know what to say. So, I mean, you and your friends waved. Thank you. And you return back to your drinks and your conversation. So I just like turned and went back inside my house. But I could feel you watching me. And the others seemed pleasant and likable enough, but you truly saw me. And as I closed the front door, I tried to convince myself that I was being silly, but I wasn't, was I? The sun went down, and I poured a cocktail to celebrate the day's progress. I unpacked my record player, but my vinyls were still all buried, so I scrapped that idea, had a quick takeout dinner, and I just stood in my new kitchen and sipped my drink, and I shut my eyes and swayed my hips just a little bit side to side, and I began brushing gently against the counter with my thighs and imagining that you were standing behind me. I wanted to feel that spontaneous contact on my ass. So I turned around and I let my ass brush against the counter as well, and I thought of reaching my arms back over my shoulder behind your head and running my fingers through your hair. I was starting to feel that gentle burn in the bottom of my lungs with each inhale, and my pulse began to quicken. I stroked one of my cheeks with my palm and imagined it was yours. Not my soft hands, but yours. Weathered, capable, I imagine. I dragged my thumb across the corner of my mouth and I imagined you touching my bottom lip gently, but pressing between them as if you wanted to be let in. I softly parted my lips, and then my eyes flicked open, and I felt a quick shot of adrenaline shaken from my fantasy by a firm knock on the front door. I stood still, and I listened. There was a second decisive knock, and I crept quietly to a window so I could peek out towards my front door. And there you were. I panicked for a moment. I don't really know why, but like, what could you be doing here? It's raining, actually. So I walked to the door and I tried not to think about what I must look like right now. And as I walked, I noticed that my panties were just a little bit wet. Fuck. Hopefully, whatever you want is just, I don't know, a quick one. And then I know what I'll be doing later tonight. I opened the door and I couldn't hold back the smile that crept across my lips. As my cheek stretched with my involuntary smile, even standing there looking you in the eyes, my mind flashed back to my fantasy of your pressing your thumb into my mouth and tasting your skin for the first time. Your voice surprised me, and I don't know why, but I was mesmerized for some reason, and I don't even know what you said. You held out a bottle of wine, and I took it and I motioned you inside. I made some kind of joke about picking a hell of a time to stop by, but you walked in confidently as if you belong here. I had that thought, and my inner voice said something to the effect of, "You do belong here." I smirked and was glad that you were already striding towards my kitchen counter. I watched as you ran your hand across the surface as if to evaluate it somehow. I watched your palm glide across the surface and the skin of my thighs began to pebble. Fuck. I joined you and I told you that I couldn't find my wine opener, at least not yet. So I put the bottle on my bar and I fixed you a drink. I wonder if you like these. Well, we'll see. I offered it to you, and you seemed pleased enough. You didn't say much, though. We made small talk, introductions. You told me your name, although, to be honest with you, I was so infatuated by your gaze that I'm not sure I remember what you said. And as I spoke, I noticed your attention seemed to be, I don't know, elsewhere. Anyways, I finished my drink and I made a corny joke about giving you a tour. So I proceeded to lead you from room to room and, I don't know, just yapping about the possibilities and the plans that I have. Despite the way you strode in when I first invited you in from the rain, I noticed that as I led you from room to room, you walked behind me. I could feel you watching me again. And I could tell you were only partially paying attention to what I was saying. I skipped my room on purpose. I have a really nice mattress, but I don't know, since I'm getting a fresh start in this house, I ordered myself a new bed, and I'm really excited about it. It's beautiful. It's like one of those ones with integrated nightstands, but it's not going to arrive for another couple days, so I've just been sleeping, like, on a mattress on the floor, like a little hobo, and I don't even have my duvet cover. Just a mattress on the ground and some blankets, like I'm in college. So embarrassing, so you didn't need to see that. Anyways, we return to the kitchen. I start making another drink and offer you one, and you say something effortless like, why not? I didn't get the sense that you wanted it. It felt like you wanted something else, but that you also wanted to watch me make a drink for you, so I did. And I took my time and I felt your hopeful stare as if you wanted me to see you looking. And I flirtily denied you and stayed totally focused on my task, even though I did very much want to see you drinking me in. As I handed you your cocktail, I noticed that you were careless about where you placed your fingers on the cup. And it felt quite a bit like you were intentionally making contact with mine as you took the drink from me. I said cheers, and I immediately regretted it, but you said it back and smiled anyways. And then you asked me if we missed a room. I could feel my skin becoming flush, and I turned away so that you wouldn't notice the color on my cheeks. I knew you were I made, like, an evasive comment about it not being ready yet, but you seemed undeterred, and honestly, I didn't care that there were sheets and blankets strewn across a mattress. And thank God I had the presence of mind to wrap a fitted sheet across it this morning. So I stopped talking and took a little sip from my glass, although I knew you couldn't see me with my back turned to you. And I walked slowly to my room. I hadn't bothered with turning on some of the lights in the other rooms of the house, so walking to my room with the ceiling lights all on kind of felt like stepping into your view for the first time. I walked towards the foot of my bed this time, saving my vision for what this room will be in its final form. And I stopped, and I noticed that you hadn't followed me into the room. So I turned around and I looked at you. You leaned against the door frame with your shoulder, and you didn't say a word. You weren't looking into my eyes. You were still, but I could feel you tracing the outline of my body. My legs started to pebble again, and I involuntarily drew a deep breath, and my pulse started to quicken again. You looked so not hungry, but like you wanted something. You know, you had the distinct look of someone who had been looking for something and found it. You looked satisfied and curious at the same time. I stood still for a moment. Somehow, even the bareness of my feet felt vulnerable under the intensity of your gaze. I kept waiting for you to take a step towards me, but you didn't move. Unconsciously, I raised my hand towards my cheek again, as I had in my kitchen earlier. And this time, I drew my fingers one by one down over my jaw, running them along the side of my neck, and then resting it briefly in the center of my collarbone at the bottom of my throat. I inhaled hard again, and then I essentially drew my fingers lower, gracefully down my chest, finding the zipper of my shirt. I deliberately ran my thumb across the cool metal of the zipper pull, and I gently began to tug. And the instant that I applied pressure to the zipper, you came alive. You stepped towards me with purpose. You placed your hand over mine and stopped me briefly. And you looked me in the eye, but then you lowered your gaze to my chest. And you began guiding my hand down, slowly, so slowly. I saw you savoring each moment that more of my skin became visible. As you noticed my little white bralette, you looked up at me, and I could see that you were pleased. Upon seeing that, you got a little greedier and pulled the zipper the rest of the way down with some haste. You slipped your hands under it, touching the skin of my shoulders. And then you brushed my shirt down my arms, caressing each one with your palms as you guided my shirt to the floor. You stood there, taking me in for just a brief second before you nudged each of my arms and began raising them above my head. Obediently, almost upon instinct, I raised them the rest of the way up. You immediately slipped your thumbs under the bottom of my top and ran them upward, pulling it up, caressing my breasts as you went. The feeling when your thumbs grazed over my nipples sent a shiver of pleasure down my core and between my legs. You lifted my bralette up my arms and then tossed it aside. Your demeanor changed a bit. Your demeanor changed a bit when you could see my nipples and my fully bare chest and tummy. You placed your hands on my shoulders again, but this time you didn't caress. You pushed. And I realized as you did that I had backed all the way up to the foot of my bed, and my calves were against the edge, so when you pushed, I immediately fell hard onto the soft, pillowy surface, into the mess of sheets and blankets. The change in your manner surprised me. From your first few touches, I expected you to be soft, gentle. I thought you were going to caress my skin. I could feel your desire. You wanted me. And you weren't going to be gentle. I sat up onto my elbows, but you were already crawling up my body. You ran your face up my tummy and up to my breasts. You turned your head towards my right nipple and quickly drew it into your mouth, immediately sucking hard, harder than I expected. With each of your hands, you grabbed my corresponding wrist, and you pulled my arms out so that my elbows no longer supported me. And I fell flat, looking up at the ceiling, as you sucked harder at my nipple and pressed my wrist into the mattress. I let out a whimper. None of this is what I expected, but I wanted it so fucking bad. You moved over to my other breast and repeated aggressively sucking. Saliva began escaping from around your lips, and a droplet ran down my breast and down my side to the bed. And then I felt you drawing my wrists together over my head. You pressed them together and held them down with your left hand. With your right, you cupped my breast and you squeezed my other nipple in the space between your thumb and index finger. And you caressed the skin around it with your palm. That sensation of you sucking on one of my nipples and assertively massaging the other sent volts of pleasure down my sides and radiating in my chest. And I could feel my cunt getting wetter and wetter and more sensitive and meaty. And I tightened my thighs together, writhing a bit as if trying to get enough friction to give myself pleasure this way. You noticed this, and I could tell that it made you hungrier. I could hear your breath beginning to quicken, and you removed your hand from my breast and began traveling down my side and over my hip, down the length of my thigh as far as you could reach. You pressed your fingers hard against my skin. I could feel you enjoying the texture and tone of the skin on my thigh. Thank God I shaved earlier. You only rested your hand on my leg briefly. You grabbed the waistband of my little shorts and pulled them sharply down. You stopped sucking on my tit for a moment and looked down. These probably aren't the panties that I would have chosen had I known you were coming over to take them off of me, but you didn't seem to mind. And the cotton fabric made no mystery of how wet I was. And you let out a suppressed laugh. Are you pleased with yourself, sir? Fuck, I'm so wet. And sensing my mischievous mood, you grabbed my panties and roughly pulled them down. You didn't travel with them down to my ankles, though. You left the mid-thigh. And you didn't stop holding my hands over my head. Every now and then, I tested your conviction by beginning to pull one free. And each time, no matter how occupied you were with the rest of my body, I could feel the immediate return of pressure to my wrists. I was exposed to you, and you looked down briefly, and you took your free hand and began caressing my inner thigh, as if to tease me because you knew that I wanted you to touch me. You seemed to notice the wet spot in my panties now, and you changed again, I let go of my wrist briefly and pulled my panties and shorts down the length of my legs and over my ankles, and he brought my panties up to my lips, placing the wet part over my tongue before decisively pressing the rest of them into my mouth. He retrieved my wrists, and without much effort, because I knew he wanted to restrain them, he returned my hands above my head and resumed teasing around the outside of my pussy. I was beginning to settle in for a long tease, but I suddenly felt your middle and ring fingers plunge into my slit. I let out a gasp and a bit of a moan. And as he began exploring and teasing the front inner wall of my pussy, oh fuck, you seem to be doing this for your pleasure as much as for mine. Your strokes were hard and demanding, as if you were insisting that I feel pleasure. And I did. And with each stroke of your fingers, you use the palm of your hand to massage the space just above my clit, only gently letting your hand actually graze my most sensitive area, focusing your energy instead on your fingertips and then the heel of your palm. I closed my eyes and surrendered to the pleasure that I was feeling. I opened them as I noticed you were fumbling with your clothes. Your free hand began lifting your shirt over your head. And with my hands now freed, I got the sense that you might be a bit distracted. So I held your shirt over your head. And you continued fucking me with your fingers and teasing my clit with your palm. And you began fumbling with your belt. And I laughed, reaching out and releasing the strap from the buckle for you. All of a sudden, you pulled your fingers out of my slit. And using both hands, you hastily peeled off your jeans, revealing your cock, which was visibly throbbing. Instead of rebinding my hands, you directed your firm grip towards each of my hips. I felt pressure as you pushed me hard against the mattress and positioned your cock above my slit. Something about you made me believe that you were about to slowly, teasingly press into me, savoring and taking your time, but that must not have been you tonight. Instead, you shoved your cock into me before I quite realized that you were ready. Unfortunately, I was already soaked and aroused from you fucking me with your hand. Oh, you thrust quickly and with enough force that your legs striking my thighs, which were open to you with my legs already wrapped around yours, and my ankles locking you into me, your thighs made a loud slapping noise, and the very gentle sting of that slapping sensation and the force of your thrust shocked me. I began panting and moaning, and I started touching my clit with my fingers. I curled my free hand under the back of my head and I rolled to the side and I bit into my arm. You saw this, and I know it made you want to taste me. You continued thrusting harder with a steady rhythm. You leaned over my body, bracing your weight on one arm next to me, and I felt your teeth bite into my shoulder with what felt almost like ferocity. I winced, but barely. The pain actually excited me. You bit harder, and again, I felt a bead of your saliva running down my skin. Look. I alternated grazing touches across my clit with my index and my middle finger, and I let my fingertips tease the side of your cock as you thrust it in and out of me. I could feel you pulling back as far as you could without letting it pop out of me, and then thrusting in as much of your length back to me as you could. I kept thinking I could feel you losing control, but you seemed to be somehow balancing along a perfect edge while thrusting into me with the full weight of your body. Every few seconds, you would pull away from my shoulder and look at my body and find some surface to explore with your fingertips. And then it would be as if satiating that small bit of hunger made you somehow more ravenous. A few times you returned to the now red skin where you had bitten me, and you sank your teeth back into it. At one moment, you looked into my eyes and you gently slapped the side of my face. And then you repeated the motion with slightly more force. I gritted my teeth and then I bit into my bottom lip, looking you in the eye, both begging and challenging you to do it again. And you did once more. I started trying to spit my panties out of my mouth, and you slapped me just a little bit harder. And I started losing my grip. I thought surely you were going to come like 5 minutes ago. I wanted you to lose control over me, and you were going to, but not before I lost control first. I started breathing and panting through the underwear still stuffed in my mouth. I slapped my face one more time, hard enough to put me in my place, but with intention, and I don't know what I felt. I felt dominated by you. And I fucking loved it. You then moderated the pace of your thrust just a bit. But I felt more decisive with each one of them. You pressed each of your thumbs at the base of my throat and started pressing down until you could hear that my breath was quieted, and that my pants and my moans gave way to silence. And the sound of your cock plunging into my body. fuck. I held your hands there tightly. Fuck. Place your hands around my throat, please. So hard. And at the moment that I started to orgasm, I let go of my throat. I felt a rush of cool air fill my lungs, accentuating the sensation of my building orgasm. I felt your cock plunging into me, and my fingers bringing me pleasure in a way that only they can. I felt like I could see stars, and all I knew was wetness and the sensation of my body responding to your thoughts. Oh, fuck. Oh. You slowed your pace a bit, and I could tell that you were starting to lose control. About fucking time. I placed the fingers that I just used to make myself come onto my tongue, and I drew saliva between them, and I spread it around your cock as you thrust it in and out of me. I think you liked that, because you grabbed a pillow with no pillowcase on it and pressed it against my side and reached under my hip to roll me over onto my belly. With the pillow underneath me, my ass was now presented to you, and you used your knees to nudge mine apart. And I could feel you press into me again, returning to your original hard and fast thrusts. Oh, I could feel your breath on the back of my neck. I could smell the liquor from your lips. You bit into my shoulder, this time near the base of my neck. And as you thrust into me, with one of your hands, you explored the surface of my ass cheek, feeling how it sways under your hand, feeling the tone, but the give, not the perfection. I have a perfect ass, and you like it. And you like touching it, don't you? You slapped your palm across its surface a few times, and mostly, in spite of your rough thrusting, your hand here at this moment was more gentle, more intentional, more what I expected from you. That realization increased the vulnerability I felt. Positioned in this way with your manhood exploring parts of inside my body, where I rarely have, if ever, been touched. From your panting, I could tell that you were getting close. I was lost in the moment of you beginning to tip over the edge that you'd been holding onto for quite a while. You grabbed my inner thigh just above my knee on either side and pulled my legs apart hard, as if you couldn't get enough of me in this position. I felt like you were gonna split me apart. Your thrust got harder and harder and harder. And I could feel you throbbing inside of me, And I want it to come again. I want to come again. And I want it to come again. Just from the pleasure of the sensation of my nipples being pressed onto the massive sheets under me. But you were so close. And I focused on that sensation. Your wild breathing. The jolt of sensual pain each time you tightened your teeth somewhere along my shoulder. I turned my head towards the side where you were desperately tasting me. And I whispered to you. I want you. I fucking want you. Begin to slow gradually. It wasn't immediate. I felt pulse after pulse of cum fill me around your still thrusting cock. I felt your jaws relax around my shoulder. And I felt more of your weight pressed against my body. I noticed that you were sweating just a little. And I noticed that I was as well. Your cock pressing in and out began drawing your cum out of my slit, and it was running down my legs and dripping into the sheets. You finally pulled out and collapsed onto the surface next to me. I laid there on my stomach without moving, without saying anything, and I felt her cum slowly drip out of me. Oh, fuck. And I slid a finger down so that I could feel evidence of both of our releases. A mixture of our juices dripping out of me. I held my fingers up and they were glistening. And I looked you in the eyes. I sucked my fingers, cleaning them of our juices, and then I leaned in to kiss you, forcing your lips open with mine, and licking your tongue so that you can taste our cum. And after the kiss, I retreated so that both of our breathing can calm. You looked as if you would return to yourself. And you stared at the ceiling. You lost your control there for a bit, didn't you? Eventually, naked, I crawled to the side of the bed. And I retrieved my drink and I took another sip. I imagined you falling asleep there, totally spent, and not caring about walking back out in the rain. But eventually you opened your eyes and sat up. You gave me a bit of a mischievous look and dressed. I I sat on the end of the bed and watched you finding your things and returning to yourself. I sat naked, sipping my drink, listening to the rain outside and the sounds of you buckling your belt and pulling on your shoes, and thinking about you resting, drifting off, and staying with you.